tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
You're the god of seasons, I'm just in the winter. If all I know of harvest is that it's worth my patience, then if you're not done working, God, I'm not done waiting. You can see my promise, even in the winter, 'cause you're the god of greatness, even in a manger. For all I know of season is that you take your time. You could have saved us in a second, instead you said, but y'all.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I hope each and every one of you have had a good week. As you may remember, 2 weeks ago I mentioned that I would be going to a women's retreat. I have gone every year to the same place for about 7 years, and it was absolutely amazing, as always. The weather was perfect. I went with a group of ladies from the church, and we had a lot of fun. We felt the presence of the Lord the entire time that we were there. The guest speakers also did a wonderful job of delivering God's Word. I came back refreshed and even more on fire for the Lord. And if there was anyone in the audience out there that has not gone to a women's or men's retreat, man, I just strongly urge you that if you have the opportunity someday to do so, please do, because it will change your life. But that's enough about my weekend. Guess what time of the year it is? Well, here in the United States, it is officially autumn season. And some of you may call it the fall season. Either way, this is what we are going to talk about today. The changing seasons in our life. And so, as God was preparing me for this show today, and just so much came pouring into my mind, and I realized that this is going to be a two-part message, and maybe even a three-part message. We'll just have to see how, where God takes us in this. So let us bow our head in an opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, You have laid out our journey before us. You know our comings and goings. You know every thought and deed. You alone know what the journey up ahead of us looks like. Change is the instrument of growth that brings us to a deeper relationship with You. In the Bible, You tell us there is an appointed time for everything. Though we will go through many seasons in our life, may Your Word always be a lantern onto our feet, guiding us along the path of the changes in our lives. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel, and may the words that come from my mouth be the words that You would have me to speak, and not of my own understanding. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you all for joining me in that moment of prayer. So let's get started. First, let's start out by reading Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. As you well know, that many parts of this world experience climate change in the changing of seasons. There is winter, spring, summer, and autumn. The changes in season mark the passing of another year. And the different seasons change the environment significantly. And some of you out there, you're from all parts of the world, and so not all of you experience the four seasons like we do here in the United States. But let's talk about these seasons for a moment. In the spring, seeds take root and vegetation begins to grow. Farmers are working the dirt and planting those seeds for a fall harvest. The weather's warmer and often wetter. Animals wake up from hibernation or return from warmer climates, often with their newborn. This is my favorite season because it means rebirth to me. After a period of time where we pass through the long, hard, cold winter, we come out of this season and there is a rebirth. It happens that way in the seasons of our life, too. Spring, to me, means a new hope. And it reminds me that of God's promises. This is why spring is my favorite season. But let's move on. In the summer, temperatures may increase to their hottest of the year. If they spike too high, it can cause droughts that will bring trouble upon people and animals and plants. Fires can happen more frequently. In the autumn months, temperatures cool down again. Plants become dormant. Animals prepare themselves for the upcoming colder season. The autumn is the season when farmers harvest their crops that were planted in the spring. And winter, it brings on colder weather. Some areas of the world may experience snow, ice, or both, while others may only experience a much colder rain. Animals find ways to warm themselves and keep out of the elements of the winter season. Some may even change their appearance to adapt to the colder weather. People prepare for cold too. People prepare for the cold winter months by winterizing their homes and their vehicles, getting better tires for their automobiles, checking fluids. People may even store up a little extra food or blankets in case of a power outage, or in the event that they get snowed in and they can't even get out of their houses for a short period of time. In the location of the United States that I live, each of the four seasons lasts about 3 months. Each season provides you with opportunities for activities that you can't do in another season. For example, sledding in the wintertime, or swimming in the summertime. Each season brings its own potential dangers, such as spring being too wet to plant, summer being too hot and killing the vegetation, autumn frost coming too early, or maybe it's still too wet for the farmers to harvest their crops, in winter. It brings hazardous road conditions from the snow and ice. Winter can also end a young animal's life because it's too cold. But even though these different seasons may have their own hazards, they each also have their own special brand of beauty. So, what is the point that I'm trying to make here today, friends? The answer to that question is this. We humans also experience changing seasons in our personal lives. In the verses from Ecclesiastes that I just read to you, God tells us that there is a time for everything and an appointed hour. And just as we experience changing seasons in the natural seasons here on earth, we experience changing seasons in our life with Christ. Everyone does. We are not alone in this. Can you imagine if all of us only experienced one season that lasted all year round? I don't think any of us would like that much, but I guess it would partly depend on the season that you were in. But even then, without the different seasons, it would not be spiritually healthy for us. We wouldn't grow as God has purposed for our lives. God knew what He was doing when He created the different seasons. The earth needs each one of these seasons, and we need the different seasons in our life for growth. So let's talk about some of these spiritual seasons. It's important to know that you will experience many seasons in your lifetime, and perhaps more than one season at a time. There are a lot more seasons than I'll have time to go over with you today. But it is key to know what season of life you are in and to keep pressing through it, drawing closer to God despite how far away He may feel. Don't give up. Even though He may be quiet, He is still there beside you. He hasn't left. He won't leave. And to quote one of my favorite songs, "You are here, moving in our midst. I worship You. You are here, working in this place. I worship You. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who You are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship You. You are here, healing every heart. I worship You. You're turning lives around. I worship You. You mended every heart. You are here. I worship You. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who You are. Even when I don't see it, You're working. Even when I don't feel it, You're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who You are. His name is above depression. His name is above loneliness. His name is above disease. His name is above cancer. His name is above every other name. Yes, it is." Friends, whatever season you're going through right now, let this song be your comfort, your encouragement, your strength to keep moving forward. God has you in the palm of His hand, and He is not going to drop you. There are no doubt tough seasons. There are dry seasons. And this is when God is quiet and you can't hear His voice. or sense his presence as you once did. In a dry season, God seems very distant. I've been there. It's very tough during this season. There are lots of questions that go through our minds, such as, why can't I see his presence or sense his presence? Why do I feel as I do? Where is he? Where is God? This kind of spiritual season can come after walking through difficulties, or spending time half-heartedly with the Lord, or in sin, or simply just getting stuck in a rut in life. This season can happen for many different reasons. But during this season, it's a good time to reflect on your life, to check and to see if you have any heart issues or unconfessed sin in your life. But you know what? The good news is that dry seasons don't last forever. No season, good or bad, lasts forever. This season, just like every other season you experience through your lifetime, will change. You just have to keep the faith. You have to keep trusting in God. There are waiting seasons. This season is not an easy one either. But in Psalm 37:7, the Bible tells us, "Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for Him to act. Whatever you are waiting for, a difficult circumstance to change, a child to find their way back to God, a promotion at work, a medical report." Friends, I know the waiting season can be anywhere from mildly annoying to just plain maddening. You might be tempted to strike out on your own to speed this process up. But don't do that. God's timing is always perfect. If we try to do things on our own time, to get things done faster, to get our way faster, we will surely fail and we will miss out on the blessing that God has stored up for us. Friends, waiting on God is totally worth it. And I haven't always been a patient person. And God has grown a lot of patience in my life. I'm a work in progress, just as we all are. And I still lose my patience. And I still want things on my time. But I'm just saying that God has brought me a long way from the days of when I was younger. And when I tried to do things on my own, when I was younger, they failed. Because I tried to do them on my time and not God's. It's worth it to wait on God's timing and the blessings that He wants to give us. Even though we may not think so, if that's the current season we're going through. In this season, folks, trust that God is pruning you for something far greater in your future. In this season, God wants you to learn how to wait and how to wait well. It's a time of growth. God is growing you. Trust in the process. He will bless your waiting if you just wait patiently on His timing. Don't rush the process. Instead, learn to embrace it. Don't doubt God's plans for you. Keep the faith and wait with expectancy. In Psalm 5:3, the Bible tells us, "Each morning, I bring my request to you and wait expectantly. God is listening. Even when you may not think He is, He knows exactly where you are and what you need. Hang in there. There's a grinding season. It is also known as a busy season. And this is where you think, oh, I don't have enough time to get everything done. Sometimes we have big projects or little people that need more of our time. Perhaps it's our elderly parents that need more of our time. It could be any number of things. But this is the season when circumstances seem to compete with our time, taking more of our time than in any other season of our life. If you find yourself chasing something in the busy season, then friends, I'm telling you, I'm urging you, I'm not telling you, I'm urging you, chase God. The key to this season is seeking God for direction. The moment your feet hit the floor of a morning, when you first wake up, give God those first moments of your day. Attack those priorities one by one with God's help. Remember, God is in control. The whole world doesn't rest in your hands or on your shoulders. It rests in God's hands. It's important to remember. It's important to remember that, or you will cause undue stress for yourself. Friends, I know this because I spent a great deal of my time doing just that. And so I speak from experience. We cannot do anything without the strength of God. We are nothing without Him. We must come to a point that we know this without a shadow of a doubt. Let God and let go. Pace yourself and the tasks that are competing for your time. Take a break, then continue. But press through this grinding season, relying on God from where your strength comes from. Rely on the Holy Spirit to lead you. And then there is the test and trial season. Again, if you're going through this season, much like the season we talked about before, remember the song, Waymaker, that I quoted you. God is with you always. He is always at work in the midst of all that you do. And He is working all things out for your good. This too shall pass. No season lasts forever. When you're in the middle of a test or a trial, it may be hard to understand what you're going through or why. But God knows. In His perfect timing, He will deliver you out of the storm. Maybe sometime later in life, that tough time that you went through will be revealed to you. Sometimes we may not ever know why, but we have to trust in God for the why. We can't give up, friends. In Galatians 6:9, the Bible tells us, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Friends, I want to share a little something about my own life in this matter. Shaziz had been struggling with something for years and years to get something resolved with no results. This was way before he and I got together. But after we got together, the results, whether they turned out positive or negative, would affect our lives greatly in our future. In so much of a way that it could become a game changer for our lives, meaning our lives would never be the same again. God put a person in my path where I worked at the time that had a similar situation going on in their own life. Her husband was going through a similar situation. And so she gave me a name and a phone number for Shaziz to contact, because this person had helped her family get favorable results. And so we started the process over again of searching for answers and finding a resolution to what had been, up to that point in Shaziz's life, had been a problem. After so many years and so many failed attempts, God finally made a way. And some 2 or 3 years even after that, the problem was resolved. It was a game changer for Shaziz and I. It changed our lives forever in a remarkable way. And we didn't see that coming. God blesses us in ways we never could have even imagined for ourselves. And that blessing keeps giving and giving and giving, and not only for us, but for our entire family. It's been an ongoing blessing for now going on 8 years. God is so good all the time. God is so good all the time. But you see, Shaziz waited. And when the time was right, God put people in our lives to move and guide us to God's perfect plan for our life. It all fell into place some 29 years at that point, at the point the problem was fully resolved. Some 29 years later from when the problem first began. Our timing, folks, is not God's timing. 29 years seemed like an eternity for Shaziz, and later for me as well, when we got together. But 29 years is a blink of an eye for God. He knows the days of our lives. He knows what we're going to face in our future. Not only did God show up and show out, it was a financial blessing, but not only that, a blessing that also allowed me to be able to quit my job and stay home when my stepdaughter needed to move home and she needed a babysitter for our then 2 beautiful granddaughters that were probably 2 and 6, roughly. It also allowed me to be home when my mom suffered a stroke, and I spent most of a year traveling to help her until she was well again. It allowed me to help a local elderly couple, one of whom was wheelchair-bound and needed some assistance throughout the week. It allowed me free time to move in with my mom and dad for almost a whole year when my dad's health became so poor, and I was needed to help on the farm, assist with his care, and help Mom around the house. All these blessings, and so much more. Friends, God's timing, not our own. If not for God's perfect timing, I would not have been home to help any of these loved ones. I would have been working at a job trying to earn a living. But that, my friends, is the amazing God we serve. And out of that, Shaziz was able to retire and to pursue other things in life. His radio shows, his other hobbies, science, etc. God loves us. God cares about what happens to us. He never leaves us. He is always with us. Friends, don't ever give up, no matter what season of life you're going through. The moment you give up, you never know. You may have turned that one last corner, and you could have been free and clear of that storm. You could have been launched in a new level of life, but you'll never know because you gave up. As hard as the tests or the trials may be, draw comfort from God. Allow God to just be God. Allow Him to do a supernatural work in your life. Let Him strengthen and increase your faith in this season of hardship. Fix your eyes on Jesus, not the hardship. In Corinthians 4:17-19, the Bible says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." And so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Friends, I have went way over the halfway point of this message, which is where I usually play a few songs and go to a break. And so at this time, I'm going to go ahead and go on to a short break. Please stay tuned in for the rest of this message.
To you with my heart in pieces, and found the God with healing in His hands. I turned to you, put everything behind me, and found the God who makes all things new. I look to you, drowning in my questions, and found the God who holds all wisdom. And I trusted you and stepped out on the ocean. You caught my hand among the waves, 'cause you're the God of all my days. hidden from you and wandered in the shadows and found a God who relentlessly pursues. I hid from you, haunted by my failure, and found a God whose grace still covers me. I fell on you was at my weakest, and found the God, the lifter of my head. And I've worshipped you and felt you right beside me. You're the reason that I sing, 'cause you're the God of all my days.
Can't find you, but as the thunder rolls.
to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth.
Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. Thank you for tuning in to today's message. If you are just now tuning in after today's message, the podcast of this message will be uploaded to the shaziz.com website. And so if you've missed the first part, you can click on the podcasts for Hope Show Returns once you get to that website. And it'll give you a choice to click on whatever podcast that you would like to listen to. Today's message will be under the date 9-26-20, and the message is Seasons of Transition. We're talking about, just like there are natural seasons on Earth, such as winter, spring, summer, and autumn, we experience spiritual seasons in our life, too. We are talking about what that means, how to detect what season you are in, and how to get through each season of your life. So let's get back on track. Let's get back to today's message. Before the break, we were talking about what are some of the spiritual seasons that we go through and how to know which one you are in. So far, we have talked about the dry season, the waiting season, the grinding season, and the test and trial season. And now we are going to talk about the spiritual warfare season. In this season, it is especially important to have your full armor of God on. If you're being spiritually attacked, you are doing something right, because Satan wouldn't be interested in derailing you at every turn if you were doing something wrong. But the enemy will wage war against you any time he feels like it, no matter what the situation. This season comes with just being a believer of the Lord. Like I said, if you're being spiritually attacked, then you're doing something right for God. Satan wouldn't be so interested in messing with your life. This season, we need to praise God in this season, even throughout all the hardships. Every season we need to praise the Lord. This season, like I said, I mean, you will be persecuted. All believers will be persecuted and under spiritual warfare. But we shouldn't be afraid of this, because God is in complete control. Remember the story of Job? He was highly favored by God, And then he lost everything. He lost his health, his animals, his wife, his children, everything. But God was always by his side. This is one of the amazing things about being a child of God. He fights for you. Keep reading his word, leaning into him, relying on and praying to him, and he will do the rest. He will fight our battles. In Ephesians 6:2, the Bible says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." This is not a natural battle among the people. This spiritual battle is in the mind. In Ephesians 6:13 through 17, the Bible tells us, "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of the evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after that have done everything, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm. Then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, that which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." There are our spiritual weapons, friends. Do not leave them at home. The mind is a battlefield. Every day, all day long, there will be a situation that will come up, and it will aggravate you, annoy you, anger you, hurt you, or try to destroy your peace in one fashion or another. And this is the enemy trying to get you riled up so that you will say or do something that you shouldn't be saying or doing. I know I say this next thing a lot in these messages, but we'll keep doing so, because it's that important. I have memorized this, and I believe that you should too. It really makes a huge difference in your day. As I go about my day, things come up, and I have a choice how I choose to react or respond. If my emotions are getting the better of me, and I realize that things are about to escalate, then I take a deep breath and I stop and I think, okay, what's going on here? What's really going on here? How am I feeling? Put a label to it. Why am I feeling this way? What do I think is really going on here, and what's going to happen? What's going to happen if I make this choice or I make that choice? Is it God approved? And what will the consequences be of whatever choice I make? And I weigh these questions by this, and it calms me down because I can decipher if my emotions are being led by God or Satan. So here, I'm going to share this with you. God's voice stills you, leads you, reassures you, enlightens you, encourages you, comforts you, calms you, and convicts you. So these feelings are positive, and they are of God. Satan's voice, on the other hand, will rush you, push you, frighten you, confuse you, discourage you, worry you, obsess you, and condemn you. These feelings are negative, and they are not of God. So every time something tries to get in my head, I weigh those thoughts and feelings by these things, by this list. And it gives me a greater perspective. And it calms me down, because then I can recognize the game Satan's trying to play in my head. And so I hope this bit of advice helps you also. There is also a happy season. In James 5:13, the Bible says, "Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise." A happy season is a season where things are going well in your life. Maybe you received a pay raise at your work. Perhaps you just received your diploma from graduating college. Maybe you were recently married, or you had a baby, or maybe you have a new grandchild. Maybe you're reading and soaking up the Word of God like a sponge, like you've never done before. You are on fire for the Lord. A happy season is a fun season. Although nothing negative is happening in your life, that does not mean that we can get complacent about our walk with the Lord. We still have a job to do, and that job is praising the Lord in the happy season. As believers, we should be doing this every season of our life, the good times along with the bad times. The seasons that we've talked about here today pretty much just touch base on every situation that might come up in our life. But you might be in a season of financial hardship, a season of empty nesting where all of your children have graduated high school and you're trying to adapt to their moving on with their lives and moving out of your home. You might be going through a season of grief and mourning over the loss of a loved one. You may be going through a season where you have to make a very difficult decision about your life and you don't know which way to turn. You may be going through a season of moving to a different state, finding work, settling in, finding a new normal. You may be going through a season of poor health. You may be going through a season where devastation for your family comes in the form of a house fire or a tornado takes your home. You may be going through a season riding high on the highest mountaintop, and you wish you could stay there forever. Ah, such peace, such joy. We all have seasons in our life, and no season lasts forever. But we can go through certain seasons of our life more than once, but with different circumstances. Friends, whatever you're going through, don't get discouraged or give up on God. He is growing you. He is stretching you and preparing to launch you into a whole new level of life, a new chapter of life. As I said earlier, this is going to be at the very least a two-part message, and maybe even a three-part message. We'll just see where God leads me. So next week, we're going to be learning how to detect what season you are in and how to embrace each one right where we are at right now in our walk of life. And friends, we have ran out of time for today, and so let's bow our head in closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We leave here today with grateful, thankful hearts, thanking you for your loving kindness. We thank you, Father, for the fellowship with others and for the bond that we have in you. We thank you for the people you have put into our lives who have loved us supported us, encouraged us, prayed for us, and still are. We pray for all of those out there with heavy hearts today. May they find your joy to be their strength. In Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, Amen. God bless each and every one of you until we meet again. Same time, same place, next Saturday. Be sure, please be sure to come back next Saturday for part two of this message. He's
divine leading on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all.